With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Since the CDC announcement that anyone who is fully vaccinated doesn't have to wear a mask or practice social distancing, many businesses, including agriculture, began expecting, or at least looking for, changes with COVID restrictions. Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says they are waiting.
It has been frustrating to say, well, congratulations, you're vaccinated, nothing changes. It was a hard message to tell people. And so now to be able to say, yes, indeed, you've been protected, and so you don't have to go through all of these other burdensome measures. Those may no longer be required.
But Devaney says the CDC announcement was a bit surprising.
So the state has to update its rules so employers know what they need to do for those workers in their, you know, places of employment that haven't been vaccinated. Getting to 100% is difficult. So what do you do when you have part of your workers vaccinated and part not?
Devaney says we've gotten some direction, but more is expected.
We did get some sort of indirect written guidance in the form of emails from the governor's office clarifying that yes, indeed, if you have verified that an employee is vaccinated, they don't have to wear a mask or do social distancing in the workplace. Exactly what that will look like in fine details still to come out in written guidance for all businesses in the state.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the potential changes to COVID restrictions for agriculture with harvest season fast approaching. And this has been today's FruGrower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.